ジャパニーズポッド1ジャパニーズあれ？おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 47. It's time for a change.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
The fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about the changing of states. For example,
最近、暖かくなりましたね。
It's been getting warm recently. This conversation takes place at
会社のビルの出入り口?
The entrance of an office building.The conversation is between
左エリカと下山新。
エリカ、左 and her prince, 新下山。
Prince.
エリカ is using formal Japanese and 新下山 is using
informal Japanese.
Now, Naomi-sensei, before we listen to this conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about the study tip.
So, Naomi-sensei, we were wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comments section of this lesson. Let's listen to the conversation.
お疲れ様でした。
雨が強く降っているし、雷も鳴っているし。
おお、左さん、どうした？傘を持っていない？じゃあ駅まで一緒に行こう。
いいですか？ありがとうございます。作戦成功。最近暖かくなりましたね。
そうだね。あれ？左さん、髪の毛長くなった？
これはエクステです。可愛くなりましたか？
若くなった。
もうエリカはもともと若いです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
お疲れ様でした。
どうしよう、雨が強く降っているし、雷も鳴っているし。
おお、左さん、どうした？傘を持っていない？じゃあ、駅まで一緒に行こう。
いいですか？ありがとうございます。作戦成功。最近、暖かくなりましたね。
そうだね。あれ、左さん、髪の毛長くなった？
これは、エクステです。可愛くなりましたか？
若くなった。
もう、エリカはもともと若いです。
今度は英語が入ります。
お疲れ様でした。
Well, I'm off.
どうしよう。
Oh, what should I do?
雨が強く降っているし、雷も鳴っているし。
It's raining hard and the thunder is rolling.
おお、左さん、どうした？
Oh.Ms. Hirari, what's the matter?
傘を持っていない？じゃあ駅まで一緒に行こう。
You don't have an umbrella? Let's go to the station together.
いいですか？ありがとうございます。
Are you sure? Thank you.
作戦成功。
The mission is a go.
最近、暖かくなりましたね。
It's been getting warmer lately, hasn't it?
そうだね。
It sure has.
あれ？ Hidari san, kami no ke nagaku natta?
Hey, Miss Hidari, did your hair get longer?
Kore wa ekuste desu.
Oh, these are extensions.
Kawaiiku narimashita ka?
Do you think they make me look cute?
Wakaku natta.
Oh, sure, they make you look younger.
Mo, Erika wa motomoto wakai desu.
Oh, Erika is already quite young, thank you.
なかなかすごい女の子ですよね、エリカさん。作戦成功。The mission is a go.
So, yeah, she's a pretty amazing girl, this Erika.
ねえ、でもピーターさん、こういう人好きでしょ？
そうですね。
You, yeah, you kind of like this kind of person.
タイプですね。
あ、タイプなんだ。
So, my type of girl.
あ、そうですか。
But, something's a little strange about this conversation.ちょっとありえないことありますね。
え、なんで？
あの、傘がない。
傘がない。どうして？
So, a Japanese person without an umbrella?
ちょっとどういう意味でしょうね。
No, just playing with you, Naomi-sensei. But many people in Japan have umbrellas. Like, almost everybody carries an umbrella with them.
あ、そうそうそう。あのね、もし手に持ってなくても、バッグの中に折りたたみ傘 ?Fold-up umbrella? ですかね。折りたたみ傘。思っています。
So most of the time, even if you can't see an umbrella, if someone's not carrying an umbrella, usually there's one in the bag.
そう、バッグの中にありますね、大体。
And there's one phrase that I'd like to go over.
何？
もう！もう！
そうね、女の子よく言いますね。Girls often use this. もう！
And you couldn't see it here in the studio, but there's a face that goes along with it. It's the...Fugu face.
So, balloon fish. Puffer fish face.
So, the person will fill their cheeks with air to kind of look like, yeah, the angry blowfish. And that's a sign that you're in trouble.
Not very serious trouble, but kind of light trouble.
Yes.
でも、ちょっとフェミニンですね、これは。だから、ピーターさんは使えないですね。I don't recommend that you should use more very often.
Or puff your face.
そうそうそうそう。Too cute. かわいすぎます。
Too cute. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First word.
雷
Thunder. Lightning.
か、み、な、り。雷
Next.
なる
To sound. To ring.
なる。なる。
Next.
ふる。
To precipitate, to fall.
ふる、ふる。
Next.
なる。
To become.
なる、なる。
Next.
強く。
Strongly.
強く、強く。
Now, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first phrase we'll look at?
髪の毛。
Hair, and hair on the head.
そうですね。髪 means?
Hair on head, hair on the head.
毛 means?
Hair in general.
そう。なので、hair, hair っていうことなんですよね。
Yeah, it's kind of redundant, right?
Right.
髪 itself means hair on the head. 興味深いですね。Interesting.
そうですね。So, if you check the definition of 髪 in the dictionary, it says...髪の毛。So, 同じ意味ですね。
It's funny, when I hear the word 毛, I think of 毛深い hairy.
Ah.
And that's just because many times in Japan I've kind of heard that. Like, see Naomi-sensei?
Ah, 男の人はね、毛深いですよね。Compared with women.
Yeah, and foreign guys are usually more 毛深い, like a bit hairier.
Ah, そうかな。あ、でもそうかもしれないですね。大丈夫この話題は。
Well, I think Western foreign guys will hear this. So Naomi-sensei thinks it's a bit of a sensitive topic, but good word.
そう。そうそうそう。知ってた方がいいかもね。
Okay, what's the next word?
雷。
Thunder.
There's a famous gate called 雷門 in Asakusa.
So, Thunder Gate or Gate of Thunder.
で、雷が鳴る。
Means the thunder rolls.
そうですね。 It's a little complicated grammar behind it, but I think the best way to memorize as a set phrase, 雷が鳴る.
Now, it's kind of interesting. In Japanese, 雷 means thunder, but it's kind of, I guess it's used so often together, lightning is kind of associated with it.
Ah.
So sometimes a Japanese person will see the lightning, mm-hmm. which is actually...
稲妻, but we call it 雷.
Yeah, even though it's kind of like... In English, if you saw the lightning bolt strike and said, thunder, you're kind of right because a couple seconds later, the thunder comes. But actually, the word for lightning in Japanese is?
稲妻.
But I rarely, rarely hear this.
使わないですね。大体雷って言いますね。
So, in Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 36, you learn some weather-related expressions, such as?
雨が降る.
It will rain or it rains.
雪が降る.
It will snow or it snows. Please add
雷が鳴る
to the list.
And also be mindful of the pitch accent. 鳴る is to sound or to ring. 鳴る is to become.
So to sound or to ring goes up.
Right.
鳴る. And to become goes down. 鳴る.
Right. So the actually 鳴る, the second one,is today's grammar point.
So, let's move on to the grammar point for this lesson. The focus of this lesson is expressing change using the verb naru. Now, naru is an auxiliary verb that when tacked on, added, to a noun or adjective, means the subject becomes something, someone, or some state. Now, this is best illustrated by an example. Naomi-sensei, can you read a sentence from the dialogue?
若くなった.
To become young.Became young. Can you put the subject in and say the sentence again?
あなたは若くなった。
You became young.
あなたは。
You plus the topic marking particle.
若く。
Now this is the adverbial form of the adjective 若い, young. 若い becomes?
若く。
Then we tack on?
なった。
Which is the plain past form of the verb?
なる。
So, なる becomes?Natta. So literally we have you, young, became. You became young. Of course we translate this as you became younger.
若くなる means to become young or younger.
Let's take a closer look at how to use the verb なる, to become. Now, when tacking on, when appending なる to e adjectives, attach なる to the adverbial form of the e adjective. Basically,When you have an E adjective, the final E becomes
く.
And then you tack on, you append
なる.
So, 若い, young, becomes
若く.
Then we add on, we tack on
なる.
To get
若くなる.
So, it's kind of, the E adjective is quite easy. You just drop the final E, replace it with く, and attach
なる.
Let's try one. How do you say busy, Naomi-sensei?
忙しい.
Now,Drop the final E.
忙しい.
We replace the final E with?
く.
So we get?
忙しく.
Tack on?
なる.
And the expression becomes?
忙しくなる.
To become busy.
最近私は忙しくなった.
Recently, I became busy or busier. Let's try one more example. How do you say strong?
強い.
The corresponding adverbial form is, basically, what is the く form?
強く.
Tack on なる and we get?
強くなる.
To become strong.
最近、あのボクサーは強くなった.
Recently, that boxer became strong. And again, this is kind of metaphoric. He didn't physically get stronger, but he's become a stronger opponent.
そうですね.
And finally, one more E adjective we want to cover. Now, Naomi-sensei, as we learned in Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 5,The adverbial form or the ku form of the word good, which in Japanese is e, is?
Yoku.
Yoku, not iku.
そうですね。
Yoi, yoku. So, if we want to say it became good or to become good?
Yoku naru. And the past form is yoku natta.
Now, there's a detailed explanation inside the lesson notes for this lesson that you can get at JapanesePod101.com.
I hope your Japanese will yoku naru.
Become good. Now, that just about does it for today. Before we go, we want to tell you about a way to drastically improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
That's right. The voice recording tool in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your own voice with a click of a button.
And then easily play it back again and again.
So you record your own voice and then listen to it.
And it's on the same page as the line by line, so you can compare your voice, the way you pronounce it, to the native speaker.
And adjust your pronunciation.
This will help you improve fast. That's going to do it.
じゃあまた。
お疲れ様でした。
どうしよう。雨が強く降っているし、雷も鳴っているし。
おお、ひだりさん、どうした？傘を持っていない？じゃあ駅まで一緒に行こう。
いいですか？ありがとうございます。作戦成功。最近暖かくなりましたね。
そうだね。あれ？ひだりさん、髪の毛長くなった？
これはエクステです。可愛くなりましたか？
若くなった。
もう、エリカはもともと若いです。